At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I was looking more into this Jerry Dulac chat every week at postgazette.com. It's up right now, and it's mighty interesting. I'll tell you that much, Limits. Was this up yesterday? What's the date today?
It is the 14th.
No, it's up today. I thought usually it was on a Wednesday. Today is very clearly a Thursday. And obviously, a lot of the questions on here are about Cam Hayward. One of ours from Lori, one of them from Lori saying, I heard Dom, the intern, say on the fan radio yesterday he would trade Cam to the Browns. Jerry says, of course not. And who is Dom?
I didn't insult Bob.
You didn't insult Jerry either, but he's insulting. But he's insulting you quite clearly. So here it is. He's critical of Cam here. Dulac is. He's critical of Cam. Somebody writes in and says 17 solo tackles, 12 assists, and one sack in 9 playoff games. On top of that, they gave up 300 yards rushing last playoff game against Baltimore. Sell me on the idea to give Cam more money. Jerry doesn't try to. All he says is, you're not the only one who thinks that way. What do you read into that, oh limitless wonder? I read in that Jerry's more on the Steelers' side here.
I would say the same thing, and we know who Jerry mainly talks to a lot and hears things from, and, you know, I would imagine that that might be a sentiment from inside the building.
Could be. I mean, Jerry's not afraid to be critical either if he thinks, you know, something is not going right over there, if he disagrees with them on a contract stance. Someone else says, good morning, Jerry. From the outside noise, it seems Cam badly misread the room, mistimed at best, greedy at worst. Your thoughts? Dulac says, never a good look when you ask for a new deal 1 year after you signed a 3-year deal. And he repeats that theme. The one thing I will say, and you all have heard my thoughts on Cam, I think him and his representation screwed this up last year. It's clearly a bad look here. Especially for me, the part about collecting virtually all your money for the season, that $13 million bonus in the spring, and then not showing up for work. Thanks for paying me. Now I won't show up for work until you give me more. That doesn't look good. However, to be fair, when we talk about the 3-year deal he signed last year, and this is his fault for signing it, it was a 1-year deal. There was no money guaranteed beyond 1 year. It was a bad deal to sign, but let's not pretend that Cam inked a guaranteed 3-year contract. He inked a guaranteed 1-year contract. So I think that's a little bit misleading. More on this. Everybody asking about this. By the way, somebody says your percentage chance that Bob Woods makes the team, 100%. Didn't we have Cabali saying he wouldn't make the team?
Cabale was a little wishy-washy on it, but I think he ultimately said that he still would.
He did?
I thought so.
All right. I thought I remembered that differently. All right. What's been your observation about the offensive line from the beginning of camp? Dulac says, I'll wait till they start playing for keeps. And then more on Cam. Most fans have been critical of Cam for his hold-in. Do you think he cares about that or his ongoing reputation with them? And Jerry says, apparently not. How about that? Apparently not. I have to believe Cam. This is sort of like the Bob Nutting talk from yesterday with Dan Zangrilli, where he said that Nutting, you know, his legacy is important to him, and he's tied at the hip with Skeens, to which I say, yeah, everybody likes to be liked, and we all want to have a nice legacy, but more important to him is the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's everything we've seen so far, and that appears to be the case with Cam. Of course he cares about how fans treat him and whether they love him. It matters to every athlete whether they admit it or not, but he clearly cares, and I don't blame him because I think I would too, cares more about his bottom line, correct?
It's kind of like the Mark Cuban thing where he said, would you be okay with making like millions of dollars to stand on the street corner and just get yelled at throughout the entire day? Like Cam knows he's going to get a lot of pushback for this, I would imagine.
I don't think he knew he would get this much.
Not this much.
And again, DeFabo today, like who was it earlier in the week, believes that Batko, it was earlier in the week, Batko, believes that that the Cam side leaked this story. If they did, it was a grotesque miscalculation by Cam on who was going to win the PR battle based on leaking the story. He's Custer at Little Bighorn right now. I mean, the Steelers are winning that PR battle by a trillion miles. If indeed it came from Cam's side, and I don't think it did, by the way, nobody seems to know except Adam Schefter, then again, for the second straight year, in a different way, Cam and his team grossly miscalculated the situation because he's been destroyed, unlike many athletes I've seen really in my time in Pittsburgh, which is now over 30 years.
Well, I think the Steelers side is the one that dropped it for a couple of different reasons. One, it was the Cam report, and then an hour later, the Boswell report. And that's kind of odd that those two came out in the amount of time frame that they did.
Unless there was collusion between the players and their agents where they said, let's just drop this right now on Schefter. I don't think so.
No,
do you?
I don't think that's the case either. And I don't think that Hayward would drop it just because of last year and the sentiment that went around the Hayward discussions during last year's negotiation period. And a lot of people were on the Steelers' side with that. So this year, practically, you would think that it would be worse. And why would Hayward want to have that out there into the sphere? Did he really think that after the reaction last year that it would be more favored towards him this year?
That's the thing. There was an extremely negative reaction last year when he sort of pulled on the fans' heartstrings by saying, not only would I go, but I have family in Cleveland, is basically what he said. And that, to me, that's a no-no.
Well, especially because people were frustrated with the Watts stuff, too. Like, this is just, everybody thought, okay, we're done. It is boiled over. No more contract talk. And then this comes up.
Mike says, will Scam Hayward sit out if he doesn't get another change to his contract and a raise? Jerry says, I doubt it. He doesn't say no. He didn't say no. And then the next person says, what do you think's going to happen here? To me, this guy says, if you sign a deal, you stick with it. Now, teams don't do that. So come on, sign a deal and stick with it. You know, if you're 2 years into a deal and you're grotesquely underpaid, Le'Veon Bell, for example, all the punishment he took as a running back, he grossly outperformed his rookie year deal and said, I'm not taking that punishment anymore without money from the team, guaranteed money. And I never blamed him for that. I mean, to me, that's an antiquated notion that may apply in the real world, but doesn't really apply in the NFL or sports. Teams tear up so-called deals all the time. Having said that, he asked Dulac, if you give Cam the money, next year Watt might come back and say, I'm not making enough. I am disgusted by this greed. Jerry says, your point is well taken, if not oft repeated, But the Steelers and Hayward will find a way to have him on the field September 7th. It seems that Jerry is saying what we're all saying, that there will be a sweetener added, but no way is there going to be a new deal. No way are they going to break precedent and give a non-quarterback a brand new contract with more than 1 year left on his so-called deal.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is unbelievable, this stuff, Limits. I just can't believe the reaction here. How vitriolic it's really been. I mean, it runs throughout this chat. And I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. Now, he says Cam won't sit out games. That brings us to the pony point of yesterday. And that is that Cam's already gotten his money. And therefore, he doesn't have a lot to lose financially from sitting out games. He may have a lot to lose, as Mike DeFabo said, reputation-wise, but maybe if you're Cam and his people, you're thinking, is it going to get much worse than this? It might, but it's pretty bad right now. Sit out a game or two. Pony's point is, he's already gotten his money for the year. I think all that's left is a $1.3 million base salary. How much is that going to lose him per game? I mean, in NFL terms, not much. So he's got the leverage there. The Steelers potentially have a lot to lose defensively without Cam Hayward. You just said the depth chart is out. Why don't you read me all the defensive linemen on that depth chart? I know that the first three will be Derek Harmon, who's a rookie, Keanu Benton, who I think still really doesn't know how to play team football. I thought he took a step back last year, or certainly ran in place. And a 36-year-old Cam Hayward. The last two guys I mentioned were part of a defensive line that got historically humiliated in a playoff game against the Ravens. Now they've added a rookie. Who else? If Cam's not there, or if he's injured, or if they simply need reinforcements, as everybody does during a 17-game season, what's the depth look like on that defensive line?
Drum roll, please. Isaiah Loudermilk next up behind Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
Daniel Okwale.
Mm-hmm.
Y.A. Black. Braden Fajoco.
How about Y.A. Tittle? Is he in there? Braden Fajoco. Who else? Braden Fajoco was playing video games 3 weeks ago.
What about Logan Lee?
Logan Lee.
A lot of proven commodities there. Huh?
I'm going to say the same thing I said last year. And Chris Hoke, I remember, disagreed with me last year that depth along the defensive line and the defensive line in general was my greatest concern. And Hokey looked right for the first 13 games of the season, but this is a battle of attrition. And as it went along, Cam either got hurt or wore down. Larry Ogunjobi was basically a $28 million bust. Keanu Benton, as I said, ran in place last year, didn't take the expected leap forward, and their depth was shoddy, and the chickens came home to roost over those final four or five games, and then unbelievably so in the playoff game. I feel like I was correct in my assumption there or my opinion, and I feel like, again, that is a problem area, a potential problem area. And you couldn't ask for a more important part of your football team than what you're doing up front defensively, other than quarterback. What you're doing up front defensively sets the tone in games. It wins Super Bowls. It destroys offenses. How many situations like that have we seen literally win the Super Bowl? Oh, I know. Last year, what the Eagles did to Patrick Mahomes destroyed them up front defensively. What Tampa Bay did to Patrick Mahomes a few years earlier destroyed them up front defensively. What the Rams did, certainly in the fourth quarter, to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. What the Denver Broncos did to MVP Cam Newton in the Super Bowl decimated that offensive line. What the New York Giants did to the unbeaten juggernaut that was the Brady, Randy Moss, Belichick, New England Patriots. Nobody could stop them until they did. And how did they stop them? By rotating like seven guys along the Giants' defensive front. That's how. They destroyed them up front. You're telling me that Harmon, Benton, and a 36-year-old Hayward with very little behind them, I actually think Y.A. Tittle's had a pretty good training camp here, but he's a rookie too. Precious little behind them is going to destroy people up front when it matters late in the season? I don't think so. I'm betting against that. So they can spout off all they want about how this is a historically great defense, starting with their coach, who again said the other day, I expect big, big things. And by big, I mean historic things. He can spout off all he wants. They can spout off all they want. Five games into this season, they will be a juggernaut defensively. They're going against the J.J. McCarthys, no disrespect to him limits, and Justin Fields and whoever else is of the world, whoever Cleveland's quarterback is. And they'll be sitting here like last year with a number one or number three ranked defense, five or six games in, and then attrition will start to set in. And then the big games will start to set in. And then the Ravens will start to set in with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson if they're healthy. And then maybe the playoffs will set in. And I don't trust this defensive line. Sorry. So you take away Hayward. The Steelers have way more to lose by Hayward sitting games than Cam does by forfeiting a paltry amount of money. He has the leverage there. Very clearly. 412-928-9370. Now, if he sits a game, let's say the Jets game, let's say he were to sit. And by the way, there's just this assumption that everything's going to work out, to which I keep asking, then why hasn't it? If it's so easy just to pull a few million or 5 million from next year's roster bonus and give it to Cam now, why not just do it? Because you want to seem like tough guys? That seems to be the common answer. You don't want the perception out there that all Cam had to do was ask and he got his money? I mean, the Steelers have pretty much become pushovers in a lot of ways anyway, haven't they? So I'm not sure it's that. I think it might be Cam asking for more than he let on the other day, or maybe it really is the Steelers drawing a line here and saying, forget this. No. We acquiesced last year. We wanted you to take a pay cut. You wound up with a deal. Somehow an ask for less money turned into a new contract, worthless as it was beyond 1 year. Although, you know, it's the old thing of fully guaranteed money versus guaranteed money. It would have taken Cam suffering a catastrophic injury to keep him from that $13 million non-guaranteed bonus this year. All he had to do was be on the roster. No guarantee. I mean, he could have really fallen last year based on the year before and been cut. That could have happened. I suppose. But he was basically guaranteed that roster bonus, I think. That's somewhat guaranteed money. So he did get that. Collected it and then didn't show up for work. Which is kind of galling when you think about it. Is it not, Limits? I mean, I wouldn't necessarily think he should play in, you know, a full contact preseason game or scrimmage like today against the Bucks, but just to collect all my, here, thanks for all my money for the season, and now I'm not going to work on a daily basis? I don't like that. I don't think people like that.
Did you see that story where the lady in Europe is suing her company for giving her 20 years of pay for doing absolutely nothing? They had her do no work, and she's like suing the company because of that.
Wait, why isn't she thanking the company because of that?
Yes. Don't you think that part of this, like, Cam Hayward, even though you can say it was a one-year deal, he still had 13 or so million guaranteed already up front, just at the very beginning of the year as a roster bonus.
Well, I think he was already going to get that, but yes. I mean, there was not a lot of new money in that deal. But he wanted at least that, not to have to take a pay cut, plus a virtual guarantee for the next year. He wanted to live in both worlds, and now he wants to live in an entirely different world.
And the harsh reality of that is sometimes you just have to live with what your reality currently is. Like, so what? Now what, Cam? You got to have to move on. Like, if your request isn't asked for, if I was him, I would sit out week one. Because that'll, one, truly show his value to that defensive line. Two, you've already gotten your money. Three, if you didn't want to, you know, put a bad sentiment in there with the fans, it's already there right now.
Bottom line is, somebody says in week one, Cam Hayward will be in the starting lineup, true or false, and Jerry says true, which we all believe. I'm just saying there might be more. He may have more resolve than we think, and he may have more leverage than we think. Jerry doesn't think that. Stairway to seventh seed, which is the best name for any of the questioners, right?
And that questioner asked a ton of questions.
What do you think of Omar giving a $13.4 million roster bonus to a player that even last year had one more career hold-in than playoff win? Further, if Cam is telling the truth that he told them in February that he wanted a new deal, they still paid that bonus in March. This gives Cam a lot more leverage than he would have had to get his pay in game checks. I just said that. I agree with that. Jerry says that bonus has nothing to do with leverage on Cam's part. I think it does. He says, if anything, he has another due next year, and that gives the Steelers leverage because they can cut him and not have to pay next year's bonus. Forget about next year's bonus. Cam has the financial leverage right now, the leverage overall. He's been paid for the season. And he's incredibly valuable to their defense. He has all the leverage. The risk for him is further damage to his reputation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.